want to show us your wits? Then text us some BS. Send your message to 69187.
Yeah, hey. We're looking for a lady to call up here. 876-3692. A couple requirements for the lady to call up here. You gotta have a significant other. Is it a dude? Sure. Could be a dude. Could it be a lady? Sure. I don't care. Could be a lady too. But what you're gonna have to do is, you're gonna have to call up your significant other and say, hey, come home right now and let's bone. Okay? And hopefully your significant other is busy doing something like at work or running errands or something. I don't know. But if they drop whatever they're doing right now and go, okay, I'll be home in like 10 minutes. We'll hook you up with these Cirque du Soleil tickets. Easy. Okay? The only other caveat is you cannot tell them that you're going to be doing this. That would break the rules. It's something we've done only once here on the show. It's called Morning Wood. And it's W-O-U-L-D with a question mark. Like, would you come home and bone, please? Bump some uglies? Now, personally, I already said I'd probably end up doing this. If my wife was like, hey, yeah, let's make it happen right now, I'd be like, okay. I'd be like, guys, I'll be right back. It won't be long, I promise.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
What about you, Izzy?
What?
Would you drop what you were doing and go home to a husband or significant other and make it happen if he called you and
said...
Oh,
but this job, yeah, it would definitely be possible. Any other job, probably not.
Okay, so you would do it.
Yeah.
Greg?
Hell yeah, I live across the street.
Yeah.
Greg would be like, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's just, it's kind of human nature.
Well, my video's not working anyway, so...
I don't know what you're doing over
You said you had to pee before we went on break, so I was
trying to... Oh, is that what you're doing?
Yeah. Oh, it was really making relaxing.
Dude, I had to pee so bad. I still have to pee so bad.
I was trying to find all the water noises I could.
Thanks, Greg. You're such a big help.
That's stupid. Didn't work.
Let's go to a potential candidate for Morning Wood. Hi, Ty. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Damn. What's up, Ty?
Hey, Ty, are you driving? Are you going to work yourself?
I currently was, but right now I'm stopped at the moment.
Okay. I'm not asking for that big of specifics. My point is, what would you tell your boyfriend that you would be like, hey, come meet me at my work or come meet me at whatever? Or what would you tell your boyfriend?
Oh, no, he'd have to come meet me where I'm at.
Wow, you're going to make him do all the work.
How long have you been together with this guy?
About 3 years.
Damn.
3 years. Now, Ty, are you adventurous like this? Is this out of the realm of possibilities that of something you would do?
No. I'm very adventurous.
Very adventurous.
Is he too? Is he into like public sex and stuff like that?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'll take that as a no.
Yeah, if you're not sure after dating him for 3 years, yeah, then no. I'm going to go with a no.
Let me put it this way.
I'm not sure if he would be as adventurous as me. He could be a little shy.
Oh,
you
so,
know?
So you cheat on him in public?
No, I'm not cheating on him.
Are you into, Ty, are you into dating other men while dating this guy?
No.
Okay, okay.
But she's not sure if they were inside the house. Was there a roof when you were having sex every time?
What are you talking about? I've only been with this guy.
All right.
Okay.
Ever?
No, I don't believe that.
You were a virgin?
I've only been with this guy.
You were a virgin?
She was a virgin before him?
No.
Oh.
I've only dated this guy and been straight with him. I haven't ever cheated on him.
See.
I mean, we're adventurous. But I don't know, because he can be shy. I don't know, like if this would take him out of his comfort zone.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I would take him there.
Wow, Ty.
Nice.
All right, so Ty, let me ask you another question here about the man specifically. Is he at a job that is pretty rigorous? It's like you got to punch in, punch out kind of a thing, or what?
His time is documented, yes.
Uh-oh.
That could be tricky for you, Ty.
Yeah.
That could be real tricky. I mean, what time did he start work?
He starts anywhere between 6 to 6:30, depending on what type of service call he has to go to.
Oh, it's a service call thing.
Well, can
he
just call you a service call?
Yeah, seriously.
I got to go make a service call. All right, so Ty, what we're going to do is we're going to put you on hold, okay? We're gonna throw you on hold, and then we're gonna get your man's number, and then what we'll do is we'll call your man. We'll call, and you'll be on a three-way call. We'll shut up. We won't say a single word. And then you have to convince your man to go have sex with you right now. And if he agrees, you're going to get those Cirque du Soleil tickets. But here's the only caveat to this, Ty. You cannot tell him, hey, I'm on the radio. Come have sex. Blah. You can't do that. Okay? You got to work around it. You gotta
I got it.
And if he says no, can one of us meet you instead?
Disgusting.
I'm flattered. I am really, truly flattered.
Just say no, Ty.
What is it, a drug?
Okay.
It's all right, Ty. It's okay. Ty, what we'll do is we're going to put you on hold and we're going to get some information from you, okay?
Okay.
All right, put you on hold. Now, what do you guys think? Is this going to happen?
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm.
I feel like she wears the pants.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Yeah, I mean,
absolutely.
Metaphorically, I don't think she wears pants a lot, but I think in this situation that, yeah, what is he saying?
I think it's not going to happen because the guy, first of all, he's shy, which means he's not about breaking rules. He's not adventurous. And if he's on the clock, he's not going to run. Hey, I'll just be home later tonight. Okay,
yeah.
Keep it together.
But he's
not
with her, and she brings that out in him,
exactly.
The excitement.
I'm going to say no.
She's the exciting one, so he knows if he doesn't do what she likes, then he's messing up what he's got. And you know, if he's not an exciting guy, isn't into all that stuff, he finally found this like super exciting chick.
I don't know, dude. I think you're overestimating it.
I think you're underestimating.
Yeah, I think you're underestimating the power of the P.
I am.
What? Ew. Why?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, it was P for Punani.
Maybe I am. Maybe I am.
Because Ty could have that ill na-na. You don't know.
That's what I know.
What are you saying? What are these words?
I don't know what you're... I can't believe you don't understand.
We in this beach. Finna get crunk. Abraz on fleek.
What?
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
That's Ty right now. All right.
All right, well, let's tie one.
I guess we're going to find out whether or not Ty...
won Taiwan. I'll be here till 9.
Oh, my God. It'll be...
We're going to find out. It's going to be round one, potentially the only round of Morning Wood here on BS Morning. We'll find out if Ty gets a little of her man while on the work.
Yeah!
BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
Don't bone questionable things.
Comp 92.3, The Rock Station.
The fact that people are still having sex is rather obvious. It's just what one expects. The evidence is all around that everyone in every town has had it one time or another in their life.
The man. Come join these boys. BS in the morning.
Sex in a downtown condo or street in the projects. Although you can't see them or hear their breathing.
Second time we're ever trying this game here on the show. It's called BS in the Morning's Morning Wood.
People are still having sex.
It's really kind of a test. It's just see how horny your dude is, I guess, right? If we've asked Ty here on the line to call up her man, who is at work right now, has been at work since about 6:30, you said earlier, Ty, and he is based on appointments. Like, if he might be able to come home and have sex with you or wherever you're at. But the thing is, you cannot tell him that you are on the air and looking to score some Cirque du Soleil tickets. If he says yes, then you are going to get hooked up with those tickets. If he says no, we're going to move on to the next lady with a guy that will make him drop whatever he's doing, come home and have sex with her. Okay? It's super easy. So, Ty.
Yes?
What's this guy's name that we're calling?
Skip.
Okay, we're going to give him a call right now. We're not going to say a single word. We're going to be super quiet, okay?
Yes, please do.
All right. Don't worry about it. Now, you think that he'll be angry once he finds out that we're on the... Yes?
No. No, he won't.
All right, well, I mean, either way, I don't care. Here we go.
Hello?
Good morning, baby.
Hello?
Good morning, baby.
Good morning.
So listen, baby, I know you're busy, but hey, I was wondering if you could, like, maybe try to leave work just for a little bit and come over to where I'm at. Can we finish what we started this morning?
You're breaking up really bad. I can barely hear you. Like,
okay,
bad connection.
Can you hear me? Can you, like, stop what you're doing, maybe take a break, and can we finish what we started this morning? Finish what we were starting this morning. And, like, have sex. Is that possible?
Yeah, no problem. Give me 10 minutes. I'll be done with this job in 10 minutes.
Perfect, baby. I will make it worth your while.
Dude, Skip, I love it. Dude, Skip, you're on BS in the Morning, my friend.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
What's up, dude? Hey, we were trying to see if you would stop what you're doing at your job and go have sex with Ty, and you would. It was a... I love
that's,
it, dude.
That's a double win there.
Hell yeah, dude.
You get some fire P Enterprise.
I know, dude. No, you got, you just, Ty just scored some tickets to the new Cirque du Soleil show. So all because you would be willing to drop what you're doing at your job and go have sex with her.
I do have a question, though. Why didn't you finish what you started this morning?
Yeah, what was going on? What was so important?
It was. I was running late.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, so you teased her and you left.
Oh, you're running late.
Dick move.
Look, you're running late. Now you can come early.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.